Hey everybody, Truda from the show here with a little note about today's showcast. All of the contesting and the voting segments that you'll hear in today's showcast are closed. Please do not try to call or text in any votes as all of the competition segments are closed. That's it. Enjoy the show.
And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
6:07. Good morning, everybody. It is Thursday, the 20th of October. I wanted to jump ahead of myself and say it was Friday. There.
Almost.
Can we be at Friday yet? Is that possible?
Yeah, we're getting there.
Big night last night for the Cubbies.
Yes. Thank you, Bats, for coming alive.
It was a good time. It was a good time for it to happen, too.
It was rough because I was watching early on in the game, and then I got mad and went to bed and said, forget it. I can't watch this anymore.
Right.
And then on the way into work, I hear all of a sudden it's 10 to 2, and then I was happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yay.
Big night for the Cubs. They kind of come alive and guarantees that the series will move back to Chicago. And somebody is going to round that thing out at Wrigley Field, which could be good for the Cubs.
When you say somebody, let's just go ahead and call it a Cubs win.
Well, I know.
Can we?
I don't want to jinx them, though. Mm-hmm. Isn't this the part where they get and then,
and then
Bartman
Steve
comes
Bartman
in?
I lived there that year, and that was... Did you really? Yes, and I remember I was sitting at home, because of course you couldn't get tickets to the game. It was, you know, insane.
Oh, sure.
There's
yeah.
no way you're getting tickets. And I was at home watching it, and I'm like... Wait, no, what are you doing? What are you doing? Sir, don't cry. No, what is happening?
How many people went as Steve Bartman for Halloween that year?
Oh, everybody. But I mean, it was ugly. Like, it wasn't funny ha-ha at the time like it is now.
No.
At the time, there were death threats for this man.
Have you seen the 30 for 30, the Steve Bartman
no.
one?
No.
It is so good. But the fact that they had to take him into basically a safe room
yeah.
at the stadium... smuggle him out of there.
Did it say where he is now? Because didn't he move to Florida or something?
He did, and
yeah.
he's never been heard
uh-uh.
from since.
No.
He just kind of faded off into the sunset.
He did just want a baseball. He didn't want to...
I mean, wouldn't you too, though? Mm,
yeah.
It's an innocent move.
It was.
I mean, come on.
He wasn't trying to ruin an entire country's love of the Cubs.
And the other night, after the Cubs game, there was a documentary about the eternal loser factor of the Cubs.
Yeah.
On FS1, I stayed around to watch it, and they said, we'll never forget that two plays later, they bungled an infield,
right.
you know, normal routine yeah. first base play.
Could have won a million different
they
ways.
Dropped another ball.
Yeah.
There's only one part that Steve Bartman played in that whole deal.
yep.
But that's the one that everybody remembers, so too
but
bad.
But we have this year. We have 2016. It's still okay.
We also have the puppets and the hombres and the...
I couldn't
You're such
watch.
A nasty woman.
I couldn't watch. I watched 15 minutes maybe, and then I was out. I cannot. Even my kids were like, Mom, this is... What are you watching? This is terrible. They're fighting. Yes, they are.
Yeah,
and
Eddie fell asleep.
Turning it off.
Right.
Mm. Not good.
Okay. Well, that was debate night last night. 6:10. Get today's show started with 10 items or less, as always.
Yeah, and the polls are mixed after the final presidential debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Clinton came in first in the CNN ORC poll by a 52% to 39% count. The Democratic nominee also topped the YouGov U.S. online poll, 49% to 39%. Online polls from conservative news outlets favored Trump. The Republican nominee
had a
75% to 25% lead over Clinton in the Drudge Report poll. And a 77% to 17% edge in the Washington Times poll. So what does this
right
mean?
Because right now, our country is dying at 1% GDP.
Well, let me translate that if I can, Chris, because...
you can't.
The fact...
GBR?
No.
Go Big Red? Great Barrier
yes.
Reef? What's
Go
happening?
Go Big Red, Great Barrier Reef!
LOL.
Let me translate those polls. You can't.
Donald Trump won't say if he'll accept the result of the presidential election, but his daughter says he will. Now, last night's presidential debate, Trump said he'll consider whether to accept November 8th's election results at the time and continued claiming that the election is rigged. His daughter Ivanka is promising, however, that the GOP candidate will accept the outcome of the presidential race. Her comments came a few hours before the debate. Police in Overland Park say they have arrested a man after he allegedly tried to choke a four-month-old baby at a Walmart. This happened in a checkout line yesterday at the store off 75th and Frontage Road. The mother claims the man grabbed the baby, said he was taking her, and then started choking the child. He was tackled by other customers in the store. The suspect is reportedly a 54-year-old former pastor at a Ukrainian Orthodox church in New Jersey. He's being held pending charges. The baby is okay.
Just keeps getting weirder and weirder.
And this story hit everywhere. It was on People.com this morning. It was on the Daily Mail out of the UK. This went big quickly.
Is that right?
Yeah. Hmm. I'm so happy this baby's okay. Uber, carrying more than 40 million riders a month, and it's still growing. The CEO reported on what he called the ride-hailing company's very good health at Vanity Fair's new establishment summit in San Francisco yesterday. He says the company he co-founded paid drivers $1.5 to $2 billion last month after taking a cut from fares. Uber riders spend an average of $50 a month. The company is now operating in more than 500 cities around the world. That's why we take those Uber stories, Z-Trip drivers, every Monday morning. Tales from the trip.
Absolutely. Right.
And Cleveland Indians head into the World Series for the first time since 1997. Indians blanked the Blue Jays 3-0 in Game 5 of the American League Championship Series in Toronto. And like we mentioned, the Cubs used a pair of big innings to beat the Dodgers 10-2 in Game 4. Game 5 tonight, 7 o'clock.
Ah, it's a good one. All right. Today, busy show for Thursday. Here's what we have ahead of us today. First off, Britney Spears in Vegas.
Get qualified for that at 7:30.
Then a new little something called the Throwback Throwdown.
I already voted.
Three songs this morning. You can vote by texting TBT to 64636. We'll send you back a little voting application. You vote A, B, or C for one of the following clips. The song that you want to hear at 8:45 this morning. So song A. This is Jim's choice, right?
This was my jam, my sophomore year of high school.
All right, song B is my choice here. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar. Or song C is Shaylee's choice. Little Mandy Moore from This Is Us. How about that?
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
40% of Americans have done this during a meeting. What is it?
It's probably one of my during one of my meetings.
40% of Americans have done this during a meeting. 576-7102. What is it?
All right, get your chance at Liberty Corn Maze passes this morning. Captain America: Civil War on DVD, and some other great prizes as well. Bieber, by the way, in England over the weekend, telling his fans to just shut up, so I can hear myself think. I mean, he kind of literally said that.
Yeah. I don't feel like I'm being heard sometimes, and it gets a little frustrating. So. If when I'm speaking, you guys cannot scream at the top of your lungs. Is that cool with you guys? Can you do that?
Of course, yeah.
We'll respond by screaming.
Is that cool with you guys?
That's like me yelling at my kids. Stop yelling! But mom, yeah, I get it.
Are you ever going to shut up?
40% of Americans have done this during a meeting.
All right, full phone lines. Here we go. We start this off. Hey, the show. Good morning. What did you do during a meeting?
I'm going to say go to sleep.
I wasn't going to say you're right.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that has happened.
You've done that?
I have. Like, may not have slept, but I definitely don't talk to where you do that head rock to wake yourself
yes.
back up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like a big meeting, like 4 or 5 people or a room full of people?
No, I think it's a little harder to do with that little of people, but my meeting probably had about 15, 16 people in there. I was kind of in the back.
You can kind of hide behind somebody, and
it's
easy. Exactly. You have to do it just right.
If you have a piece of paper or a laptop, it's better because you can look down and pretend like you're reading, and you can kind of close your eyes a little bit.
I think I actually used to do that in school.
And don't snore. Whatever you do, do not snore, because then that could be really bad.
Yeah, that's the giveaway.
Yeah.
You got it. You're the winner this morning.
Perfect.
What's your name?
Jenny.
All right, Jenny, hold the line for 1 second. I will give you your pick of prizes this morning, okay?
Cool, thank you.
You bet. Sleeping during a meeting. See, there's not a lot of us here, so I will catch you guys.
I know. There's only 6 in our promotions meeting.
Fall asleep during my droning on about stuff.
But did you notice we went out to lunch yesterday after our meeting, and when we got back, we have a little lounge here. It's got a couple of couches and whatever. It's where people wait, you know, if they're going to come into the show and they have to wait a few minutes.
Right.
When we
walked the green room.
Walked by yesterday, there was a dude completely out on one of the couches.
What? Where?
And I have no idea who it was.
I didn't see this.
I go,
really?
Did you see, who is that? And she's like, what? And I go, there's a dude in there, like completely knocked out,
is
sleeping
right?
on the couch. And it would have been normal if it was a salesperson. Like, I would have been like, I would have taken a little nap. But I don't know who it was.
Oh, I didn't see
that
it all.
That was the weird thing. And I wanted to take a picture, and then I thought that was creepy. So I didn't. Completely asleep on our couch.
No idea. Well, it was probably one of the afternoon show guys here on one of the stations, I'm sure.
I'd be interested to find weird places people have fallen asleep. I've done it under a desk.
Dude, I will sleep anywhere. Yeah. Anywhere. My narcolepsy is, yeah.
You and I both fell asleep during the 9 o'clock hour one time on the show.
I don't think we were feeling well, and we just kind of kicked back, and I just it was after the cupping, wasn't it?
It was after the cupping. We were very relaxed.
Put me to sleep. It was like, oh, man, that was so good.
If you've fallen asleep at work, let's hear those stories, or weird place, maybe in your car. I don't know. 5767102. We'll take those in a little bit.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at KC102 Radio, Facebook, and you can vote for the Throwback Throwdown Song of the Day. About 2 hours away from playing that back this morning.
Bill Murray might have a tough decision coming up. Murray's one of the most famous diehard Chicago Cubs fans, and he's been seen at Wrigley Field throughout the playoffs. If Chicago and the Dodgers force a Game 7 in the National League Championship Series, Murray is going to have to decide between going to the game and participating in a Kennedy Center event in his honor.
Oh, no.
It's all for him. The honor Murray is set to receive is one of the top awards a comedian can get, but it's been almost 110 years since the Cubs have won the World Series.
So what do you do?
Do you go to an event? It's in his honor. How do you not go to a Kennedy Center event that's for you?
Yeah, but this has not happened in any of our lifetimes.
But it is not the World Series yet.
Okay, well, that's a good point.
To me, if this was Game 7 World Series, you go to the game.
That's fair enough.
He's got to go to... Oh, what a choice, though.
Google. You don't think that guy's going to be sitting there hitting refresh on the phone, right? Going, come on.
Google's working on a new online TV streaming service. The Wall Street Journal says Google and CBS have made a deal that Google's rumored service, Unplugged, will broadcast CBS content. The report says the service will be between $25 and $40 with a goal of attracting customers who don't want to sign up for cable. Google's Unplugged will reportedly be part of YouTube Red's content library. And there's a report that the FBI is interviewing Angelina Jolie and her children. TMZ reported that Jolie and her kids were interviewed this week by agents to determine what happened between Brad Pitt and their 15-year-old son, Maddox. Law enforcement officials told TMZ that the FBI agents spent a few hours at Jolie's home, but that they were simply fact-finding and it wasn't an official investigation. The agents were trying to track down exactly where the plane was during the alleged confrontation between Pitt and Maddox, because it might make a difference whether the plane was in U.S. airspace or not during the argument. Jolie, of course, filed for divorce last month.
It's going to be some crazy stuff there, huh?
Divorce, not fun.
Yeah.
Famous with bazillions of dollars.
Well, no, yeah, no question. Throwback Throwdown Song of the Day today, and I already see that Shaylee, even though she's on her way into the show, drumming up some early support on Twitter for her song. I'm like, oh, come on now. Let's not be cheating here.
So we each picked a song, and you have to vote which song you want to hear back at 845. So text TBT, and then you'll get the list of the songs.
That's right. Put TBT to 64636. It will ask you to choose either A. This is Jin's song.
Please vote A.
Or my song. Come, my lady. Come, my lady. You're my butterfly. Sugar, baby. Or C, which is Shaylee's song. All right, so there you go. TBT to 64636, and you could be having your song played back at 845 this morning.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Previously on the show with Jen and Truda.
Which artist was on the Blonde Ambition Tour in 1990?
Yeah, Blondie. I think they even put that on...
was on the Blonde Ambition
Blondie?
Tour.
Blondie? Since you're ignoring me, I'm going to say no.
Her answer is officially what? Bad. She just said it was Blondie.
Right.
Was it not Blondie. It was, in fact, this artist who Truda is playing. And she still doesn't know.
Do you not know who this is?
People, this is real.
Oh, Shaylee.
What is it?
Jessica, please tell me and tell Shaylee the answer.
Madonna?
It is Madonna.
That was going to be my next guess.
Of course it was. It was not Blondie, who was not on tour in... 1990.
How do I know this?
Because Blondie is 1,000 years old. Not on tour in 1990.
Oh, man.
Shaylee, this that you're listening to now is Blondie.
Who is not on the Blonde Ambition Tour.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Right, see, look at this growth. Yeah.
Really had nothing to do with the Blonde Ambition Tour at all. We got a good kick out of that, though.
I'm glad.
You know what? It's funny. So Addie and I was kind of editing stuff at the house yesterday, and Addie's at home, and she's listening to this segment, and she's like, when it gets to the One Direction question that came up next.
Right.
And I think Jessica kind of had a tough time with that. In fact, I don't think she answered it right either.
Right.
And Addie's walking around going, that's so easy. I
Thank
could
you.
Get these questions.
Thank you.
How do you not know it was
Zane? 6-year-old, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So there you go.
The difference between the generations.
Mm-hmm. It is great. We highlight that in Gen X versus Millennial. Shaylee, the Millennial, is here at the show for a Thursday morning. Welcome, everybody.
She really knows how to woo us. She shows up with food every morning.
You're right? Welcome.
And this morning, what is this that you've brought in?
So I had talked to the Ben & Jerry's company.
Okay.
Not just about ice cream, but they had made a new
beer.
Chocolate chip cookie dough ale. And they were kind enough to send me 2 bottles.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Only 2 bottles, though.
Yeah, that's
which
weird.
Which is weird because there are 3 of us.
Oh, right.
So, I mean, how are we going to choose which one of you two get the extra bottle?
It's very easy. I already have it figured out. Here, I already have this figured out.
Hold on. First of all, are you old enough to drink? Let's start there.
Yeah.
You want to check my ID?
Okay. I'll trust you.
Okay.
You are the original millennial on the radio in Kansas City. There are a lot of imitators and people who think that they are millennials that suck. You are the original, so we'll just put that out there first.
Thanks, Judah.
You're welcome.
No, but this? Okay, so there's 2
She is available for a beer endorsement, too, by the way, folks.
That's also true.
We're
going to
pimp you because our own company will not. So, and Shaylee is available for a beer endorsement right now.
Somebody should have her sweet face on their product.
I don't know how to respond to that.
I don't either. Let's
stop down for 1 second because I'm already getting, I got messages last night on Facebook because, again, the showcast we put out, we're talking about a future segment that we're going to do next week. And I got these messages of, a dating game with Shaylee? Sign me up. How do we do this?
We are doing a dating show next week involving, I believe, some Comets players are coming in. And I also have another local celebrity that's going to be participating. Shaylee's not aware of who this is.
And what terrifies me is the fact you both laugh every time we talk
about
this.
And now we've
this is so good.
We've gotten more response of other people saying, well, I want to be on the panel. How do I get to be in there?
Yeah, who knew everybody wanted to date Shaylee so bad?
I didn't.
So all these people come out of the woodwork now.
The way they did it on the regular, the old show, they would have 3 contestants. And then, if it was Shaylee, the 3 men would be curtained off. Shaylee would be on the other side, couldn't see them. She would ask questions. Now, we have so many guys that want to be involved. Do we have, 5 or 6 candidates?
Might be 20 men.
I don't know.
This might look like the original.
This might be the best day of my life.
This might be the original Republican primary debate.
It's turning into the Bachelorette. I love this. I love it. So, are you preparing questions for these men?
Totally. Okay. Like, what kind of beer do you like?
I have some questions for them as well.
Oh, God.
Oh, we're going to have questions.
Your mom will also be asking some questions.
Pam's going to have questions, too.
Good.
It's going to be awesome.
And then
that's why
choose.
She gave me the banana bread, isn't it?
So just right off the bat, just know that we're going to have some fun on the show. And I'm getting these messages now of, how do I sign up? Where do I go? What do I do?
We'll make it happen.
So is this like a free-for-all, or do you guys have any kind of standards with this?
Yeah, no. The guy I picked to bring in is fantastic. You're going to be pleasantly
surprised.
Like
entertaining?
Surprised.
Really?
Well, entertaining like a clown? What do you mean?
No.
Do you want a clown?
No.
Because we could find somebody who's a clown.
Let me tell you, I'm going to admit and come clean with what our original plan was.
Right.
The secondary plan. So next week, Faison Love is at the Improv. He's the guy from Elf.
Are you kidding me? The store manager.
And I'm like, oh, this will be great. She loves the movie Elf. We're going to bring in Faison Love. This will be perfect.
That's why all the Elf references this week.
So then I Google it. He literally got married 3 days ago.
Oh, darn.
Like a surprise wedding a few days ago. So he's out. It's not Faison Love, which was my...
Are you sure, though? I mean, does that totally disqualify him?
He's only 49 or 48. What? Is that out of the range?
Yeah, that's completely out of the range.
Made us laugh the other day because we did ask you the range. You said, well, maybe 36.
That might be
the top.
the high part
of the ceiling. And we're like, well.
And so I Googled Faison Love's age and it was 48, I think.
Pushing 48, 49.
I really appreciate you too if I haven't said that enough already.
But he's out. He's married.
Well, thank God. So that scares me that was your first choice.
So I brought in someone else who I think will be even better.
That's right. That's right. Somebody else who may not know Madonna either.
Will be evenly matched with you, and I think this will be great. Love sports, very good looking.
Are you bringing in Travis Kelce?
If I were bringing in Travis Kelce, you would not be involved in the dating game.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
I'm going to eat, Jen.
I just want to eat. All right, it's the show with Jen and Truda Shaley. The millennial is here, 7:26 on Thursday, the 20th of October.
Learned this morning. 40% of Americans have slept during a meeting. And yesterday, after we got back from our meeting, we went out to lunch. And remember, we were walking by our lounge, and I go, Shaley, did you just see that? And she's like, what? I go, there was a dude asleep on the couch in there. Which, had it been a salesperson or an engineer or whatever, I would have just thought, they're taking a break, resting. I have no idea who this guy was.
We let random people in here take a nap.
Completely knocked out, like laid out, feet up, asleep on the couch in our lounge here at the office.
I feel really safe.
Well, did I? I didn't tell you about my new toy I got.
Oh, God.
We now officially have the Gen X Millennial Translator.
So if Shaley makes me so happy. A reference that I don't understand as an old woman,
right?
You will translate. And if I say something
Madonna
about...
Madonna was a singer back in the mid-80s.
This explains things to Shaley the Millennial.
Thank you.
She actually performed on the Blondie Ambition Tour.
Not Blondie.
Thank you. I got so much crap for that yesterday.
Blondie was a punk band that originated in New York at the CBGB Club back in the late 70s.
Oh, you might need to explain CBGB.
Thank you.
I can't even begin.
Oh, and by the way, the next time a bum falls asleep in here, it also has this nifty feature.
Oh, no.
How do you turn it off? Oh, crap.
Fantastic.
Oh, damn it.
Everyone driving right now thinks they're being pulled over.
Way to go. You're that guy.
You're welcome.
Sorry, everybody. My bad.
Put it down.
Really? Do I
We're
going
to have to give him limited access to that.
Wow.
Well, what was the first thing that Jen said when this walked in this morning?
I said, I see that being overused off the air, is what I said.
Off the air? You kidding me?
All of us,
probably. Can we take it to lunch with us?
Oh, please.
Dale Carter, good morning. Good morning.
Make it stop.
We just start announcing people to come into work.
The welcoming committee.
Sir, sleeping on our couch? Who are you?
And there's Rorik late again. Alrighty, welcome.
That's pretty fantastic. Shaley, so, that's new.
Have you ever fallen asleep at work?
No.
During one of Truda's meetings that he's leading that last 87 hours?
Right. Well, I mean, I was the one that cut the Wi-Fi yesterday, so we didn't have to listen to it.
Now you're getting blasted with the alarm next time, so.
I used to fall asleep on purpose because I worked the overnight shift. And then I had like this 3-hour span before I had to go to a class. And so I would work the overnight shift, go sleep under a desk because that was the only dark place. And I didn't want to freak people out that I was sleeping.
Sure. Because if someone got, you know, tried to use the desk.
I could go and sleep under a desk and then wake up and then go to my class. And I thought, I am going to scare the crap out of
my cleaning.
Was this
a couple weeks ago?
No, this was in Chicago maybe, I don't know, 15 years ago. And I was scared to death that a cleaning woman was going to come in and scream, someone's dead on the floor.
That's awesome. I can sleep anywhere.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I've seen you fall asleep over there running the board during our show.
Seriously?
In the 9 o'clock hour. The day we did the cupping, he fell asleep in the 9 o'clock hour during the show.
I did.
You were that relaxed.
Yes. And now I have a chair that pulls out to a bed in my office. Hey, everybody.
That is the most disgusting way to describe that act.
Yeah, well, you know it. Let's go here. Looks like we've got a phone call, line 7. Hey, the show, good morning. Do you fall asleep somewhere weird?
Yes.
Where did you fall asleep?
I have fell asleep in the bathroom before.
Wait, in the bathtub or like on the toilet?
Yes.
Both? What? Tell what is happening?
What happened?
Well, because I had just had a baby, so I wasn't getting any sleep. So I was just in the bathroom, just in there on my phone, and all of a sudden I just start nodding off.
You know, I've heard that from women that it kind of turns them, you know, narcoleptic. They're like, I'll sleep anywhere.
Just a little bit.
That's great. Well, thanks for the call.
Thanks. You guys have a good day.
You too. See ya.
Well, you're sitting there on a toilet eating a sandwich and crying.
Where did you fall asleep? That was weird. 5767102.
Happens at church all the time.
Anybody fall asleep during, you know, it?
Oh, no. Oh, that sounds terrible.
What? Well, you could be that narcoleptic, I guess.
What's happening in your life?
No, I'm not saying me.
Wow.
I was not pointing at me to say, no.
Give me the megaphone.
You're going to have to come pry it out of my hands if you want this one. Hey, the show, did you fall asleep somewhere weird?
Actually, I have a story. One of my friend's dads, she had just gotten married, and we were dropping people off at the airport. and we pulled up to a red light, and he fell asleep before the light turned green.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow. And, like, along with everybody else in the car, needless to say, I wasn't going to let him drive.
Yeah, right. It's about time you take the keys.
Okay, it's a good time to switch drivers.
Yeah, you pull over on that one. All right, thank you. Hey, the show, good morning. Where did you fall asleep that was weird?
Good morning. I've fallen asleep at a traffic light, at a stop sign, and I've also fallen asleep on a field trip when we went to the play, and I had third graders on either side of me, and I dozed off.
That works.
I can sleep anywhere.
You, as the chaperone, fell asleep then.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
As the teacher.
Yeah. Oh,
when,
yeah.
You woke up, when you woke up, were they still there?
Yeah,
okay,
they were grinning at me.
Yeah, I'm sure. They're like, hey, Teach, play's over. We got to get back on the bus.
I know. I love your show. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Hey, the show. One more here before the break. Where'd you fall asleep that was weird?
Well, actually, it was a lady I was having lunch with. We're sitting there talking and eating, and as she has a spoon going to her mouth, she actually fell asleep.
Oh,
just sitting there with the spoon halfway to her mouth, and she just zonked out.
Uh-oh. Oh, man.
And it's like, oh, my God. You know, he's trying to wake her up, and it was scary.
You feel, oh, you're like, hey, am I that boring?
Oh, yeah. It was scary. It's like, Lordy, what happens if you're driving a car? Can you do that, too?
Right. Narcolepsy is a scary thing.
Yeah, that is scary. All right. Hey, the show, where did you fall asleep that was weird?
Well, several places. Movie theaters, rock concerts. But my best one, 20 years ago, right out of college, I had a migraine. My boss, who had migraines also, had a migraine prescription, came into my office, gave me a pill, turned the light out, and said, go to sleep. So I did.
Well, you had permission, so.
I had permission.
It was all right.
What concert were you at that you fell asleep?
Hootie and the Blowfish, 22 years ago.
That actually makes perfect sense.
Well, you know what? Then all is forgiven, actually.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
So,
I wanted to update you.
Okay. Oh,
I found an article about people that fell asleep during it.
Oh.
Yes.
Because a caller said that happened to her a couple of times.
And this is a real term, by the way, now. This is a real psychological term called sexosomniac.
Sexosomniac.
Yes, it was coined in 2003. By a couple of psychologists at the University of Toronto and Toronto Western Hospital. There are 11 documented cases that they found of people falling asleep during it.
11 documented cases?
Yes. At least during their study, right.
Okay.
So it happens. And it's men and women, by the way.
Okay.
This happens too. So, and actually, in fact, of the 11 cases they found, it was mostly male that this happened. So that's got to be kind of weird.
Say how
right?
much they had been drinking before this happened.
Oh, my.
I feel like that would be a factor.
Two girlfriends of one man, age 43, independently confirmed. Didn't say whether they were both girlfriends at the same time or, you know, that he fell asleep during certain activities.
Huh. Wow. I just feel like if I go jogging, like if I go out for a run or whatever, I'm wide awake. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Do you see where I'm going here?
It's endorphins.
Yeah, you're moving. It's mm-hmm. exercise.
Right, right.
When you have,
it
never
seems
mind.
Odd to yes. me. Well, let's be real. I'm not exercising. And I mean that literally. I'm not going to the gym.
Another man, age 37, according to his wife, became actually more amorous when he fell asleep than he was. So she's...
Oh, my.
She's sitting there putting lullabies on and stuff.
I just want to know who the guy was that was asleep on our radio station couch yesterday. Middle of the day, we come back from lunch, and there's a dude just knocked out on the couch. Nobody knows who it was. That's weird.
That sounds so safe.
You have to have a key card to get in here. Who was this man?
Or unless someone else just let him in.
But to what? Fall asleep?
Yeah, come on in. Super nice couch up here.
Oh, yeah. We
it's
got
really
this.
Comfy. It's dim. Sure. Good lighting.
It's nice and glowing. All the different twinkle lights back there.
Soft music playing.
There's a candle lit next to him.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Tomorrow is 10/21, 1021 day.
Happy birthday.
It's 10/21. Like our birthday and everything. How crazy is that?
So Shaylee has put together a big celebration for the station
mm-hmm.
tomorrow evening. Now tell me about Main Event, because I haven't been there.
It is so fun. There is games. There is some rope climbing thing, I think. I don't advise us to do that, but there's all kinds of stuff. There's stuff for
physical activity.
I know. Jen and I are a little competitive, so I'm going to challenge you right now to like every game we can possibly do.
Yes. Okay. And yes. Okay. There's skee ball.
Oh, do they have like air hockey and stuff? Because it's on. Then.
Oh, it's on.
Oh, it's on.
I think they might actually have the one where you can play with four people. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, and so this is the one in Independence.
Yes.
Okay. Tomorrow night, what time are we going to be there?
5 o'clock. Perfect. And the first, I don't know, 50 people.
Right.
We're going to give you food.
So we're setting out a buffet.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And when that food's gone, it's gone.
It's
gone,
food.
But lots of food. Mm-hmm.
So I will be there at 4 o'clock just to make sure.
Free food. Right.
Well, I'll be there at 3 o'clock then.
Games. We'll be giving stuff away.
Jen's leaving right after the show.
We're all going to be out there eating and playing games. So come join us. Celebrate 1021 Day with us.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be good times out there. And you know what? Also, Natalie's going to be broadcasting her show live, by the way. So
and she's going to be giving away gift cards.
Oh, yeah. Like every 15 minutes, we've got stuff to give away.
Yep.
Main event is off of 470 and I-70 out there in Independence, up by the Independence Event Center.
Come out and join us. Bring the kids. It'll be a fun Friday night.
Right. Also, don't forget, too, that the following page at kc1021.com. Tomorrow, okay, so again, we're here again. Face Your Fears Friday.
Wait, what?
What? Well, no, it's off, right? It's off? Is it off? Now we get all scared.
We all never just jumped and just started looking at each other. And what? It's done.
Jumps.
I thought we were done with this.
We were done.
I have faced rats on my head, snakes in the studio.
That was your own fault.
We made truta taste gefilte fish, random other foods, pig's feet, whatever. Shaylee has had multiple clowns and mascots come in. We made her embrace one for 7 seconds, which was fantastic.
Right.
Thank you for lunch for a week, by the way.
You're welcome. And I think that we're calling it
good. So this is it. This is done, right? This is. I don't have anything planned.
Then why did you bring it up?
Or do I?
This is not. This is not okay.
This is supposed to be our birthday tomorrow, and I don't want to be anxious during that.
Is this for Shaylee's dating game? That it's
Face
Your Fear when we play the dating game with her next week?
Oh, that'll be next week.
It's three ex-boyfriends of Shaylee's. Which one will she choose to date again?
None.
Wouldn't that be fun?
No.
I get this email, by the way, yesterday. Hey, have you guys found somebody to come do that ghost hunt at the station? I feel like enough careers have died there that they've got to find something. Oh, thanks a lot.
I got really excited for a second.
No, what did we hear the other day? We were in Shaylee's office. This is the true story. We were in there, and we were hearing weird things in the office next door and outside of your door.
Well,
and no
was
one
Nick.
Was in there.
He was already gone. He was gone. And there were, honestly,
she was in
sounds.
There.
Are you
she
serious?
Heard it. Yes.
Because now, to paint the picture, it's with the different staff moves and everything. Shaylee is like alone
at
back
the
in
end
that
of
room.
I have my own wing of this place.
She's got her own just hall back there.
And it was quiet. No one else was back in that area except Shaylee and I. And we heard weird things outside of her door. Like, it was loud, like someone was moving things in an office. But no one was in the office next door.
Was it a drone?
That goes outside my window at night.
Oh,
that's where those normally are.
That's where that is.
That actually happened.
Right. That did happen.
Did you ever figure out who that was?
No. And the best part is I called the cops because I was like, I don't know what else to do. And they said, well, is it still there? No, it flew away.
12 hours later?
Right, it flew away. Well, next time it's there, call us. Okay. Well, what's that going to do? It's going to fly away by the time I make the call.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, my drone, the battery only lasts about 23 minutes.
Was it you?
So,
you have footage of Shaylee in her apartment is what we're asking.
Wait, where do you live again?
Don't act like you don't know, apparently. Right.
I'm not saying a word.
I'm so creeped out.
If anybody wants that special link to the website, though.
Hey!
Here's what's coming up on the show with Jen and Truda.
All right, Throwback Throwdown voting is happening right now. You text TBT to 64636. You can vote for the three songs that we have up for the Throwdown. Shaylee, can we get an update on how we're doing so far?
We each picked a song. Who is winning currently?
Jen, because she told her friends to all vote for like 1,000 times.
Allowable. If you want your friends to vote 1,000 times, they can.
Yeah, that means I have friends.
Oh,
I know.
That's sad.
Oh, she's taking the victim route.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
A song by Journey that was popular in the mid to late 80s.
That Gen X to Millennial translator is fantastic.
Oh, man, I bought it yesterday. Amazon Prime, it came in. Very excited by that.
It's probably the best thing you've ever bought.
Also featured in the movie Caddyshack, it starred Chevy Chase, Rodney Dangerfield, and...
Shaylee?
Bill Murray. Only because we just told her.
Yeah, we actually
did. Give me some credit.
Let's get an update, if we can, on the throwback throwdown.
What if I don't want to? We've each chosen a song. The winner will be announced in, what, 20 minutes to play the song back?
Mm-hmm.
Whose song
is
chosen?
I'm getting an updated
one. I think it's funny because prior to this, what the voting, the way the voting was going, everybody's all mad now. And so the only way we're communicating is by Facebook. So, like, we're sitting here, we're, like, just
we're
commenting on
all.
Each other's.
Shaylee and I are standing 12 inches away from each other, only communicating via text.
You just hear
Facebook.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, well, let's see. Yeah?
So you can text the word, you text the letters TBT, the 64636. Vote for the Throwback Thursday Throwdown Song of the Day. Damn it, who named this?
Throwback something, TB what, huh?
Whoever named this was an idiot. Thanks, Truda.
Who's this Truda guy? He was that who fell asleep on the couch?
Come on, millennial. Where's the laptop?
You know
who's
what?
Winning?
Golly.
Jeez.
Well, I am beating Truda, so that makes me feel better. All right, you
with
got that.
Less than 20 minutes to go.
Jen is winning.
Oh, boo.
By what? Is it a percentage? Does it?
You know what? Don't worry about that. You're kicking our butt. Just go with that.
Does give a percentage.
That feels
Shut
good.
Up.
I got to admit, that feels good.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Time has come out with the most influential teens of 2016.
Wow. Okay.
Harry Potter.
That's not on the list. Shaylee, Truda.
Mm-hmm.
Any
mm-hmm.
guesses? Now, these are not ranked in order, so it's not like, you know, first place, second.
Okay.
They just have a list of the most influential teens of 2016.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is aged out of this.
But he acts like one.
So who do you think is on this list? Shaylee?
Oh, gosh.
Is Zendaya on there?
I'd have to go through the full one, and of course, it's not pulling it up.
Of course.
Kylie Jenner.
Of course,
Jenner.
You picked the one that's not on there.
The little dog named Snuggles.
Kylie Jenner on
of
there.
Of course.
Shawn Mendes.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That always surprises me, first off, that Shawn is so young.
I know. Didn't he just turn 19? I feel like he just turned 19.
Yeah.
Not that long ago.
Yep.
My favorite, Lori Hernandez from Dancing with the Stars. Could not be cuter.
That's not where she's from.
Olympic
she's
gold
from
medalist.
A gymnast.
Oh, what
the
about
Final Five?
Currently killing everyone on Dancing with the Stars.
They're so competitive. What about from Dance Moms? She was in the Sia video.
Maddie?
Maddie, yeah.
Maddie, I believe, is on the list.
I love that show.
Of course, this is not pulling everything up at the same time. This is perfect.
You're failing.
Hey, your computer works really well.
Shawn Mendes is 18. Is this her? No, she's from Game of Thrones. Simone Biles is on the list.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Jaden Smith. Will
He's
Smith's
still a teenager?
Apparently. And from Fifth Harmony, Camila Cabello.
Because Shawn Mendes was also on there.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Most
Somebody from Fifth Harmony was on the list?
Influential
for doing
teens
what?
Of 2016.
Being influential and stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
And yes, your Maddie is on the list. And one of the kids from Stranger Things. Still the greatest show that Shaylee, have you watched Stranger Things yet?
No.
You haven't watched it yet?
No.
Oh.
You can binge watch in a day. There's only 8 episodes.
Yeah.
Doesn't take
How
that long.
They're only
are
about
they?
40 to 45 minutes,
mm-hmm.
somewhere around there. You can knock that off.
And it's perfect for Halloween because it's just creepy enough without being
good.
Gory.
That, no, I'm not watching that.
So good.
I don't like
shall
scaring
we,
myself
Shall we
on
shut
purpose.
Her out and talk about it, Jen? Because now I'm good to go.
You can
now.
Talk
we can
about
discuss
it. I'm not
this.
Watching.
This
no,
is really good.
And have everyone scream at us, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Was not prepared for that ending.
It's so good. And now we have to wait for season 2.
And I don't know when that's
which
coming.
They're teasing already.
Any date.
But it's going to be next year before we get it.
Yeah.
Which is only a couple months away.
Well, but it's not like they're just January 1st. They're just going to turn it on. I mean, this thing only came out in July.
Did I mention 10 Fridays to Christmas?
I'm so excited.
All right, the Throwback Throwdown Thursday Song of the Day is in voting right now. We're down to the last, about 12 minutes or so.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Well, the final votes are being tabulated right now.
Hurry, very quickly. Text.
Just vote C.
TBT.
Beep, 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 beep.
And vote C.
They can't vote and anything vote unless they text TBT to 64636.
And then
right.
vote C.
And then B.
And then vote how your heart feels is right.
You were such
Which
nasty women.
Which is obviously
women.
Candy. This was your idea.
Just vote your conscience. Vote
see
how it
B.
feels right.
B. All right. In exactly 3 minutes and 2 seconds, we will find out the results of the Throwback Throwdown voting. TBT, the 64636. We'll pick a winner after this.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It was a nasty campaign.
It got brutal in here.
Knockdown, drag out.
First of all, Shaylee's going to try to lie because she just pretended like, oh, no, the results have changed. Everything's different all of a sudden.
Oh.
And so she's shielding the computer from
me. Well, there could have been one last push
so
here by the
thing.
Text.
So hold on.
First of all, let me check how many times you have texted this number.
Okay, you can check it. You can check it. Hold on. Let me see your phone.
But what we want to do is to replenish the...
Such oh, I never did. I just did Twitter.
Nasty woman.
I just did Twitter.
I told you. I did one time this morning at 5:33. That's it.
All right. Whatever.
That's
okay,
it.
Okay, fine.
There you go.
All right. So you ready for the results?
Okay.
If we go by the Twitter vote, I won by 1%.
Well, we're not.
There were six votes on Twitter. That does not
one
count.
One of which was mine. Okay. So the all results. Right. The 166 votes.
Okay.
Candy. Mandy Moore.
No.
Thank you.
Turn your computer.
Thank you, Kansas City. Right there.
This is rigged. This election
what?
Is rigged.
It is true.
What? You're lying.
Thank you. I swear. Why does everyone not believe
because
me?
Because 3.5 minutes ago, I was up by 1,000 votes.
Okay, so Jen has 126.
Mm-hmm.
Truda had 54.
Oh, what?
In beautiful Kansas City, agreed with me. And voted 166 votes.
Are you serious?
For Mandy Moore Candy.
That's what her computer shows.
Are you serious?
However, I saw this 2.5 minutes ago, and it was a very different story.
What?
So
no, I just have amazing
friends. Let's hit undo and see if she
fine,
just wrote
this
in.
Fine, make a new report. It's
no,
all
I'm
about
just going to hit undo and see if you type this in.
No, go ahead.
Because it's an Excel spreadsheet.
Just do it in your computer.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Get
serious?
That Mandy Moore queued
Let's
up, buddy.
Hold the audio that I've got from Shaylee when
right?
the mic was hot yesterday and she didn't know and play that audio.
Oops.
Didn't know what?
All right, your Throwback Throwdown Song of the Day winner then,
fantastic.
I guess.
I'm going to the bathroom.
No, stay
is
and
this
listen.
One. Enjoy
we'll
some,
dance.
Some yeah, This Is Us.
Mm.
Took us all by surprise, I think.
Yes!
How did you pull that off?
Don't you worry about
whole song,
that.
Huh? Yep. Great.
Mandy Moore, your Throwback Throwdown winner, somehow.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Didn't you love that song?
Well,
isn't everyone in a great mood?
There was that.
Jen is so competitive, I really feel unsafe standing right here. I feel like I'm going to get punched.
I feel like no one in Kansas City has a song right now, and it doesn't matter. Everyone just turned it off during that song. Thanks, Shaylee.
Come at me, bro.
Thanks a lot.
That's just rude.
Well, Mandy Moore and Candy, she won it fair and square.
Well,
I don't know if it's that's
check
the right term.
Check the results.
But Throwback Throwdown texting. You let me down. How many did I end up with?
Like 8. Like 52. 52 of Jen's like 150.
So with 49.75% of the votes, 188 votes for Mandy Moore's Candy.
Mm-hmm.
Jen got 33% of the vote, and I got 64 votes. Just 16%. Folks, this is the only campaign you need to worry about.
So whose music choices are not that great? Truda's.
I probably could have got D-Light to come into the studio and perform it live. I mean, let's be real. What else is she doing right now?
I don't know who that is.
How about that? How about Shaylee's pick having the biggest career of all of ours?
Yeah.
Mandy
right
Moore.
Now at this point.
That's
there,
a great
we have a
show.
Lot of This Is Us fans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
You have one. Her name is Katie, and she said she voted for you 180 times.
And yeah. She is my new best friend.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the show, did you enjoy the Mandy Moore?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, heck yeah. Don't forget Jessica Simpson's. I think it was I Want to Love You Forever.
Oh, don't worry. That's coming up. Don't you worry.
Oh, there's plenty of crap to come. Yes.
Hey.
Thank you so much.
Hey, you bet, man. Enjoy. Glad we're able to get your day going there.
Are we doing Halloween theme next week? Is
I
that
think
it?
We should, yeah. We'll do Halloween theme next week.
That's tough, but we could go deep on that.
Oh, all yeah. Right. That'd be fun.
Don't give me that look, Shaylee. I'm sure Jessica Simpson did a Halloween song.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Can I get credit for my celebrity call-in? Because Colton Dunn,
yeah.
You might know from, he was on Parks and Rec did a couple episodes, Superstore, which is tonight, NBC, 7 o'clock. I got Colton to call in this morning.
Wow. You're disqualified.
Like you're on line 6. Hey, good morning, Colton.
Good morning.
Now, some people know you from Key and Peele, Parks and Rec, but now NBC's Superstore, which is tonight, airs Thursdays on NBC at 7 o'clock. How's that show going?
Show's going great. It's been such a blast doing it. We just got picked up for more episodes, so we'll be airing from now until into next year.
Nice. Good job. And, you know, we've been watching some of the clips. Jen's had these up over here. Just laughing our butts off. Especially, I worked at one of the big box kind of electronic stores back in the 90s, so it kind of hits home a little bit to me. I understand. There's a certain culture there.
Yeah,
that's a hit.
I think so. You know, I think that's what's great about the show is it's just relatable. You know, it's such a huge percentage of people have worked at some point in retail and at one of these big box stores, but almost, I'd say close to 98.9% of people have been inside of one. So it's it's certainly a location I think everybody can relate to.
I enjoy when you show off your sweet beatboxing skills on the show.
I gotta show that off so I can open up my career in hip hop when I'm done.
Perfect.
I see it now. You know, they come in and the writers, they're all like trying to get to know you, and they're like, "What are your special skills?" And you're all like, "Well, I can beatbox." Yep. Okay, let's put that in the show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't even say that. I just started dropping a beat.
You did. I know the difference between a zombie and a cannibal. Put me in the show. Now, the show is set in St. Louis, which isn't far from us. We're in Kansas City, so you're just down the road. But are you from the Midwest? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Okay.
So I'm definitely Midwest. But, we set it in St. Louis. And I don't think anybody on the show is actually from St. Louis, but we're certainly hoping to take a trip there at some point and do a little on-location St. Louis episode.
Nice, nice. St. Paul, by the way, the home of this particular electronic store that I worked for. That may have been their corporate office.
I'm saying?
I wore blue a lot. I had a lot of blue. That was my wardrobe. I just had like 6 blue shirts and khaki pants.
Right.
Okay, there might have been a squad of geeks somewhere close by.
Yeah, and luckily I went to Catholic school, so that fit right in with my uniform. I was like, I could dress for school and go right to work afterwards. It was perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Talking with Colton Dunn this morning, you can catch him on Superstore, which airs on NBC Thursday nights at 7. Now, something we're doing here on the show is a big celebrity call-in contest where people have to see who can get the biggest star to call into our show by tomorrow morning, and whoever wins gets $1,300 in KitchenAid appliances. So if you scroll through your contact list right now, who are the biggest names in your phone?
Oh, geez. The biggest names in my phone?
It's the 6 degrees of separation.
Who big would, names.
Yeah, who would be the biggest star?
I mean,
Key and Peele, probably.
I guess I could see if I could get America Ferrera to call him.
Oh, that would be big.
Nice.
That's about. She's about the biggest one that I have in my phone. I have like a physically big friend who could call him, but he's not a celebrity.
We all have that person, so we understand how it goes. Yeah.
You're gonna have another plate. Okay.
Perfect. Now, do you have anything else coming up?
I do. I'm gonna be shooting a sequel to a movie called Laser Team that I did last year. It's a super fun sci-fi comedy movie, so people should look out for that.
Awesome, brother. Well, hey, man, we appreciate the time. You got a Twitter, Facebook, places where people can check you out, follow you, fans of the show?
Oh, I'm on all of that stuff. You can find me either under Colton Dunn, or if you go to Twitter, I'm at Captain Dope, CaptainDope.
Nice. Check it out, everybody. Superstore on NBC Thursday nights. Hey, man, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Of course. Take it easy.
All right, man. Best of luck to you. See you, bud.
Bye.
Colton Dunn there from Superstore.
I know there was kind of a weird delay in that, but do you ever get the feeling they're doing like 18 things while they're talking to us? Like he's making some eggs.
And playing Sudoku.
Getting some coffee ready. Yeah. In the meanwhile.
Tweezing his toenails.
That show is funny though, Superstore.
Voting for Mandy Moore.
Whatever.
This show with Jen and Truda.
On KC 102.1.